I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Folks, fasten your seatbelts because we're headed to New York City for a dosa hunt. Dosas are a South Indian snack, sort of like a crepe or pancake. And the leader of our hunt is New Yorker Amrit Singh. He runs the indie music news site Stereo Gum, but lately he's turned to filmmaking to explore issues of identity for Indians in America. And what better way to do that than to embark on a quest for the perfect lentil rice pancake?
Hey, how's it going? Pretty good. In a van on a dosa hunt with a bunch of Indian dudes.
Happens all the time.
The quest involved Singh and a group of his musician friends riding around New York in a decked-out van complete with disco ball, all of it filmed to make a documentary called Dosa Hunt. I was 5 minutes into watching it and knew I was going to have to eat a dosa for lunch. Here's how Amrit Singh describes the film's culinary star.
Dosa is a crepe or pancake-like food made of a fermented rice and lentil batter. The lentil is a black dal called urad dal. And it's generally served with a potato mixture that's spicy called aloo masala and an assortment of condiments that are called chutneys and a vegetable stew called sambar. It's also often served with something called milagapodi, which is really nice for the spice nuts out there. It's roasted dried chilies, often some pepper and salt, and it's mixed into a mixture with sesame oil generally, sometimes ghee butter. But otherwise, it's a vegan dish. It's gluten-free. It makes it a great dish for these times where everyone's discovering all their food allergies and restrictions.
Right. It seems fairly orthodox because at one point, Alan Palomo, the one Mexican guy in the group, talks about liking right. his dosa with cheese, and everybody protests. Here's that scene.
You're not supposed to put cheese on it?
No.
It's just untraditional.
It's not traditional, but that doesn't mean it's not good.
Okay, so no cheese. So is there kind of just a straight-on way dosa is served?
Well, it's worth mentioning that Alan was along for the ride because he was a neophyte. He had never had a dosa before. He is Mexican, as you'd mentioned, and his band is called Neon Indian. So we made him an honorary Indian for the day. Cheese typically is not an authentic portion of the dosa experience, and that kind of set off the entire dosa hunt. When Rossen Batmanglage, who plays in the band called Vampire Weekend, tweeted about a dosa that he had. He tweeted very simply, eating a dosa. It came at a time when I was fetishizing the dish myself. I was on a dosa hunt. I'm North Indian and the food is South Indian, so right. I didn't grow up eating it. And I wrote back immediately. I asked him which kind. And he said, well, I'm having one that has arugula and jack cheese. And it's from the Hampton Chutney Company. And so now we have, and Rossum's Persian. So I'm like, well, we have a Persian American who's having a fusion dosa with cheese in it at a place named after the Hamptons. And this is an issue. We need to go for dosa sometime.
Right. Well, it makes sense. I mean, the tagline for the film, though, is the greatest hunt for South Indian food in New York City ever committed to film. Isn't this the only right. hunt for South Indian food in New York City?
Exactly. It's so bold. It's such a bold claim, but it makes it much easier given the fact that it is the only one that's ever happened.
As for the sambar, the sauce, I want our listeners to hear at this point in the film where Anand Wilder from the band Yesayer actually calls his mom to ask about one vegetable that you eat with sambar.
Mom, you're on speakerphone.
Hello?
Hello.
If you are in India, like in my house, we never have sambar without drumstick.
What's the actual vegetable called?
It's called drumstick.
Yeah, it's called drumstick, but it's not chicken, and I don't know what it is, but I doubt it even tastes like chicken. So what the heck is a drumstick?
It's a really interesting vegetable. It's somewhat akin to okra. It's got somewhat of a husk. It's thrown into the sambar. It gives it a certain flavor, and it's really fun to eat. And we found out that it was called saragova in the grocery store, and this moment of confusion, this sort of cultural confusion, was very much what the film was designed to do. I mean, this dosa hunt came about very organically from that Twitter exchange that I mentioned, which attracted members from Das Racist, Neon Indian, Yesayer, Vampire Weekend. I myself run a website called Stereo Gum, which has been chronicling the rise of these bands for the last 7 years. And, I didn't grow up with people that looked like me in bands that I liked listening to. And I've often thought as these bands have come up and as I've developed friendships with them, that now it must be amazing to be a 15-year-old brown kid and see guys that are operating in the fields of hip hop and jazz and synth rock and all that stuff and doing it so successfully. So getting us together felt momentous. Documenting it seemed like a natural idea. But the idea also was that this quest for this authentic dish would elicit the sorts of conversations and issues of culture and identity in an organic way. The food really became the device. And so this conversation with Anand's mom wasn't scripted. It was very organic and natural to the day. But it was very much at the heart of what the film was trying to say.
I mean, you guys are all clearly obsessed with doses, but as you say, this is also really about identity. I mean, none of you have Indian accents. You're all kind of hybrids, really. And you kind of cop to at the beginning of the film that you only recently discovered doses.
Yeah. I mean, so I grew up in a North Indian family. My family was all born in Punjab, and after partition had kind of moved to different parts of India. But that's where my family comes from, and that's the food that I grew up eating. And it was when I had a dosa in Manhattan one day, when I moved to Manhattan as a young adult, that sort of blew me away. It was a humbling and mind-expanding experience, this dosa was, because I realized that I'd been purporting to be an expert on Indian food, but really I'd conflated Indian with North Indian, as mm-hmm. I think many people in the West have, because the sorts of waves of immigration that came over in the 60s when the visa rules had been sort of changed and allowed for immigration in a new way were primarily coming from North India with respect to the South Asian continent. And people here just began to equate those. And now you're seeing a sort of like zeitgeistical faddish approach to dosa, which is really great. And it's sort of expanding people's understandings of what Indian culture is. You know, that story is seen in my personal relationship to the culture too. So having this dosa as a young adult was like, I need to get more dosa. I need to know more about the country that I'm from.
Amrit Singh is the filmmaker behind the short documentary Dosa Hunt. Amrit, let's have dosa together sometime. I think that'd be fun.
Marco, I'd love to do that sometime. Let's do it.
Could I have a masala dosa? One masala dosa and one sugarcane juice, please? For here, please, yeah. Yep, told you I was going to have dosa for lunch. Got so inspired.
And while I wait for my dosa, I want to pick up on that idea of hybrid Indians. So Amrit Singh is one example of how Indian culture gets hybridized here. Let me tell you about another example of an Indian in India who has invented an instrument that morphs Indian ragas with American slide guitar. His name is Debashish Bhattacharya. His instrument, the Hindustani slide guitar. Two great tastes, the vibrating sympathetic strings of the sitar combined with the infinite microtones eked out by a slide on a guitar fretboard. Think Memphis meets Mumbai. That's the sound Debashish Bhattacharya is known for. As part of our Global Nation coverage, we'll leave you with the track Kirwani 1.5 plus 8.5. As far as that dosa, I already ate it, and it was great. I've got visual proof on Instagram. You can follow me there, at Marco Werman. Same handle at Twitter, by the way. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We're back tomorrow.